Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM Information Infrastructure Conference Call. For business partners, please send a note to D, as in dog, K, Morris, at us.ibm.com to receive an updated chart deck. That email address again is D, as in dog, K, Morris, at us.ibm.com. Also, for today's IBM employees, please return to the download site to access the updated charts. As a reminder, today's call is being recorded. And at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Joao Perez. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. I'm responsible for Worldwide Tivoli Sales. It's a pleasure to be hosting this call together with the STG Storage folks here. And Tivoli, on this call, we have a number of people attending the call, and we'll be downloaded. Hopefully, thousands of people will be downloading the files. So if you have any question afterwards, please contact anyone here on this call. Again, we are responsible here on our side, on the Chris O'Connor and myself on the Tivoli side, Susan Blocker, that will be presenting later on the storage side. But if you have any question, anything that we could, you know, could help you be more successful, have a bigger transaction, and win bigger and better deals for IBM, please let us know. We have a number of business partners joining now live, and we'll be also downloading the replay. So if you have any question, anything we can help you with, please let us know. So you have the slides hopefully in front of you. I won't cover any slide, but you know, I will introduce the call and then turn it over to Chris. What I'd like to leave you with is the importance of the teamwork between software group and STG, in this case here for this call, between Tivoli and storage. The proliferation of storage devices and the growth of storage has been tremendous. I've been calling on accounts for the last 3-4 months, more than 30 customers that I called, and I heard anything from 50% to 200% growth on the storage in a 12-month period. Most customers attribute this growth to the digital era of digital records being generated by devices instead of humans. So if you look at the ATMs, if you look at all the servers, if you look at all the applications that are generating data, now we have an explosion of availability of data that has to be correlated, that has to be stored, that has to be maintained, and also could be used for making intelligent decisions for corporations, but also that needs some governance, that has security implications. And all those aspects that I just mentioned to you, from the availability, from the services management perspective for the Tivoli folks here on the call, from the storage, from the hierarchical management of the storage that we'll be talking here to the hearts of the hardware sellers, all those aspects involve a multidisciplinary sale to customers, a solution, not to overuse the term, but a solution that will address the customer pain around information and around the growth of information that we have seen and we have experienced in the last 12, 24 months. So it's very important for all of us here on this call that we team together, we work together to develop those transactions for our accounts that will be, one, is strategic. When we team together, we talk about subjects and aspects that are more strategic than when talking about one single product. In our case, in Tivoli, for example, if we are talking about backup or if we are talking about security, but when we go and expand the view and expand the reach of our capabilities here to involve governance, to involve storage consolidation, to involve all the aspects that you all know are important for our accounts, we make transactions bigger, we make IBM more relevant. We are probably the only vendor that can provide all those aspects to your accounts, to your clients. So those transactions become, as I said, bigger but also more profitable, and we will involve more often than not services. So we also have to team with our lab services and our GTS and GBS colleagues. So with that, you're going to see a great set of materials. There's a lot of information here, a lot of pointers to more information. You're going to see this new approach to information management grouped in four quadrants: the availability, security, retention, and compliance. We have some products that are listed here, but the other piece I would leave you with before I hand over to Chris is that there is a number of solutions. There are a number of solutions that are not listed here that we could use when building these packages, these quote-unquote solutions, again, back to your accounts. So don't get restricted to what you see here on the slides. Again, IBM has a number of capabilities that are unbeatable in the marketplace, not only in function but also in price and value, to be more precise, that we can take to your accounts. So with that, we are going to be back with you for Q&As. So I'd like to hand over to Chris O'Connor, VP of Strategy and Market Management for Tivoli. Thank you all for attending the call.
Thank you, Joao, for that. I appreciate that. And as always, I'm happy to be on these events because these are important things to talk about where we're going with our strategy and how we're bringing about the portfolio and integrating it together. So I want to thank everybody for joining the call. And the announcements we're getting ready to make next week on September 8th around information infrastructure, and as you can see from the first couple of slides there, they're very powerful announcements. They span not only Tivoli, but they include, you know, new announcements, new products, new capabilities coming from STG, as well as integration capabilities and full lifecycle management capabilities that go along with it. Obviously, the exciting parts of this for all of you is that we get to include inside of this set of product groupings and set of product details the ability to address information availability, information security, information retention, and information compliance as a set of end-to-end solutions that we can address out in the market and that we can take to our clients. What you're going to see in the next week is a very powerful set of announcements that will talk about how you can start to build your global data source. You'll hear terms like the new enterprise data center. You'll hear terms that refer to cloud-like computing capabilities that come as a result of these solutions and these type of capabilities that we're delivering to market. And the important part is these are IBM-wide client-centric solutions that allow clients to focus on key issues that they might have around their information and their infrastructure that's required to support it, versus having to put it together themselves. So we've got an extensive sales enablement plan. Susan's going to take you through a lot of the different details. But in short, the launch objectives are to enable clients to understand how they can address and impact their information environment, to understand what the information infrastructure brings to it, and for the IP market, establish mindshare as IBM as an innovator and a leader. Going along with that, you always see press and analysts and sales and business partner training that goes along with it to help people be able to communicate the message, and a sharp set of marketing messages that will provide a platform to be able to talk about what our capabilities are and serve as a demand generation technique for Q4 and Q1 of the next year. So this really sets the bellwether or the bandstand for the next 6 months to 9 months in terms of how we want to manage our information, how we want to message information, and how we want to message the control of its infrastructure. It's an important message for our clients. It's understanding that they can work in different ways rather than one product at a time or rather than assembling the solutions themselves. The solutions come, as Joao already articulated, in a variety of different formats, but with the focus on four different concrete areas that you can learn and grow from of information availability, information security, information retention, and information compliance. There's a rich set of Tivoli content and product inside of each of these, as well as there's a rich set of other products from the rest of IBM that get blended together as a part of selling these solutions. Clients get a new way to be able to look at the products and the services that IBM offer, and we create more value by putting these packages together in value packages that our clients can take advantage of. This hopefully enables us to change the way that we work, and to change the way that our partners work, and change the way that we deal with the entire ecosystem around client partner value. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Susan, and she's going to take you through the actual launch event details and all of the upcoming events, as well as some of the event the details that are in the actual packages themselves. Susan?
Thanks so much, Chris. And it is such a pleasure to be back here talking to the Tivoli team, and I'm just really excited about this because we're really starting, in my opinion, a new chapter in the integration of our storage business across IBM from a hardware, software, and a services perspective, and the impact and value that that integration, that new chapter will bring to our clients is really transformational. And just to reiterate something that Joao said, he said, don't be limited by the products you see here. In fact, the products that you see here are only the new announcements. This is not a representation of the full depth and breadth of all of our capabilities around compliance, availability, retention, and security. This is really just the new news. And so we can really set ourselves apart here by articulating to our clients through all of you, our sales community, and through our business partners and our executives, that this is, in fact, the largest announcement of new and enhanced storage and security capability in the history of IBM's storage business. So that is really exciting. And first, I'd like to start off, if you can turn to chart 5 and just say, well, what is this going to look like? On September 8th, we're going to have events in every geography around the world. On the day of September 8th, we'll be simultaneously in Montpellier, France, in New York City, at the 590 Madison Avenue Wall Street Briefing Center, and in Tokyo, Japan. And we will be talking to clients about our end-to-end IBM information infrastructure capabilities. In fact, a lot of vendors talk about information infrastructure today, HP, EMC, and others. And what we are really doing here is what we call sharpening the blue razor. We're really distinguishing the capabilities of IBM's end-to-end information infrastructure relative to our competitors like EMC and HP. And this launch is really going to highlight some of that differentiated capability. In Montpellier, we're going to have Craig Smeltzer there alongside Janine Cotter from GTS and Krishna Nathan as our technology leadership thought leaders in Montpellier. We'll have Jim Stallings talking about the new enterprise data center and that information, IBM's information infrastructure is a new entry point to that major corporate initiative. The great news about that for Tivoli is that IBM is investing multiple millions of dollars in new enterprise data center as an initiative. It is being invested in from an enablement perspective out to every STG seller, all of the sector teams, all of the business partner community. And so Tivoli is benefiting from that investment now that IBM information infrastructure is an entry point to the new enterprise data center. We can talk about Tivoli's storage and security capabilities in the context of the information infrastructure and really enable cross-IBM sellers to tell that story and create OI for all of our businesses, which is really exciting. We'll have Tommy Hilfiger on stage in Montpellier. In fact, Laura will be there with several customers, several Tivoli customers, and that will be exciting to have her there and participating in the launch. We've got a great agenda specifically for Wall Street customers, about 40 to 50 Wall Street customers in New York City. And we have Ian Hurst, who is the general manager of the finance sector, will be presenting the story on our behalf. And then we'll have Claude Barrera there as a next generation information infrastructure technologist, and he'll be talking about Tivoli capabilities and software and hardware and services really in a very integrated way. And then last but not least, we've got an event in Tokyo, Japan that is a press event. And I hope that all of you think of Barry Rudolph as really, I think of him as transcending the business unit boundaries. Barry is a true industry guru and thought leader for storage. And his 30 years of expertise in this business really are comparable to no one that I know. in IBM around storage, and he has such great depth on all of our software, hardware, and service capabilities, what the market is doing, where should we be going, what our vision is. And so he will be hosting the press event that we're having in Tokyo on September 8th as well, so that's really exciting to have him there. If you move on to chart six, Chris said this so clearly. It's about information compliance, availability, retention, and security. And I just want to make a little acronym out of it to help you remember it. We call it CARS, and I bolded the first letter of compliance, availability, retention, and security. So if you can just remember that all information infrastructures must address CARS, information compliance, availability, retention, and security. And these points really talk to what that means, that information infrastructures have to enable companies to reduce reputation risks and audit deficiencies, deliver continuous reliable access to information, support retention policies, and protect and secure information. And clearly these messages resonate with all of your clients from a Tivoli perspective, as well as all of my clients from an STG perspective, and as well as GTS's view, their client's view of what's important. And so this is really a commonality that we have, these immutable requirements that our customers have that we internally can call CARS, and simply remember that any good information infrastructure has to be able to do this. And IBM is really going to differentiate ourselves from other vendors in our ability to deliver value against these requirements for our clients. If you move on to the next chart, I get a lot of questions that say, especially from outside IBM, that say, so what is the IBM information infrastructure? What makes it different? We don't understand, because EMC says they have an information infrastructure and HP says they have an information infrastructure. Well, this is IBM's information infrastructure, and it really can be differentiated on several characteristics here, and I'm going to talk about them. First of all, our information infrastructure at its heart, if you look at the center big box there, is a set of integrated capabilities that include common infrastructure management, heterogeneous virtualization of the infrastructure, unified infrastructure encryption and data security, compliance, archive, and restore capabilities, automated load balancing and failover, and best-of-breed storage systems. At the heart of it, that is the IBM information infrastructure. That's what we bring to our clients. But that is not enough. We recognize that to truly deliver on compliance on CARS, on compliance availability, retention, and security, we have to extend the integration of IBM's information infrastructure with our data and content management capabilities from information management and the Information on Demand initiative. We have to integrate our capabilities with our security, storage, and business continuity services from GTS, and we have to optimize our information infrastructure for our IBM server environments. And by doing that, we truly set ourselves apart from EMC, HP, and other vendors, because no other vendor has not only the best of breed capabilities within the heart of its information infrastructure, but also the ability to integrate and optimize across data and content management, server platforms, and consulting and best practice services from a world-class services business. Our information infrastructure is resilient, massively scalable, highly efficient, both from a total cost of ownership and from things like green energy efficiency perspective, and we've got some great proof points around that. High performance. it is our breakthrough performance is really outshining every other vendor in the market from a mainframe and a distributed perspective. We can clearly beat HP in every benchmark associated with enterprise storage performance on the mainframe side and on the distributed side. Our joint SAN volume controller solution with the software and the hardware is literally one of the best performing solutions in the market today and the most established, certainly from a virtualization perspective. So we've got some great performance benchmarks that clearly help differentiate us. Our integration is another key thing that sets us apart, and we'll talk more about some of our new announcements that are integrated solutions and the fact that we're truly an open standards-based information infrastructure without proprietary platforms that will lock anybody in, but we recognize that our value is our breadth and the integration of our capability. So this is what our information infrastructure is. This is what it looks like. This is what's in it. And it's a really great, one-chart way to articulate what IBM brings to our clients. If you move on to the next chart, let's just talk about what this announcement is actually about, because, in fact, we've already told the market that we have an IBM information infrastructure, so that's really not the new news. The new news is that we are delivering, as I said, the largest set of new storage-related announcements in the history of IBM's storage business, and we're extending our information ecosystem to help our clients be more successful, and this really is something that, as a seller, is very important for you to be able to articulate both the concept of these new capabilities, which I hope to make very simple for you here in the next few minutes, and the ecosystem, which is equally important for our clients to understand how worldwide they can reach out to IBM and work with us and have us work with them around compliance, availability, retention, and security. If you move on to the next chart, this is about what we're actually announcing. So taking those two bullets that I just mentioned on the previous chart and saying, okay, what is the new news here? We are delivering transformational advances in client value. And I use the word transformational. You can use revolutionary, transformational, breakthrough, powerful, whatever you want to say. But the key here is this is not just incremental little enhancements to a bunch of products. These announcements actually create new levels of client value that have yet to be delivered by any other vendor in the market. Not every announcement that we're making is transformational, so I'm going to highlight some of the transformational announcements, but clearly, in aggregate, the breadth of our capability and the depth of these transformational announcements really are going to make a huge impact on September 8th in the market. So let's go through these five things. First thing that we're delivering is a set of flexible and integrated compliance solutions that help speed time to value for our clients. Second, breakthrough storage technologies that now enable massive scalability and performance. Third, data deduplication and data protection capabilities that are able to now drive exceptional efficiency gains for our clients. Fourth, unified infrastructure encryption that simplifies information security. And fifth, our expanded ecosystem that helps ensure our clients are truly successful as they embark on building out and extending the value of their information infrastructures. Those are the five things that we're going to tell the market on September 8th. We're going to tell the press, the analysts. By the way, worldwide we expect over 80 press and analysts to be participating in Montpellier, New York, and Tokyo. So we will literally be, we're going to be in New York Times, Bloomberg, you know, you name it, we're going to be represented everywhere globally from a news perspective on September 8th. So this is going to be a really exciting announcement. If you move on to the next chart, let me give you one more level of depth on the technologies that comprise these four or five client value statements that I just mentioned on the previous chart. First of all, let's talk about this new breakthrough in scalability, performance, and efficiency. Number one, breakthrough solutions that deliver massive scalability and performance. So here we're talking about XIV storage system, which is the first IBM version of the XIV acquisition that is a massively scalable solution for scale-up capability that uses common components from a common off-the-shelf componentry, if you will, from a processing and a capacity perspective. And by doing that, makes it extremely scalable and extremely power efficient. And so that is a piece of really important new news. We really believe that as Web 2.0 technology evolves, the whole era of storage is evolving with it. And the absolute transformational requirements for capacity that clients now have require a new kind of architecture from a storage perspective, and XIV really delivers on that. Now, I don't mean to focus just on hardware-type stuff, so bear with me here, but I really want everyone to understand how to talk about these things together, because our impact with our clients is by learning to talk to our clients in a consultative and cohesive way around our IBM storage portfolio, and that's really what this is about. The second thing is our scale-out NAS solution, which, by the way, is an integrated solution. It's a GTS-led solution of our hardware and software that enables us to literally store the Library of Congress on a single scale-out NAS cluster. We can store now up to over 500 billion files in one scale-out NAS cluster. So this scale-out file services is a transformational new solution for our clients of our hardware, software, and services. And by the way, everything that I'm talking about is integrated into the enablement that you can get through Rich Anderson. So let me say that our integration with business partners through Michelle Grieshaber's team is absolutely stellar, with the help of folks like Jill Canasser and David Rice and Michelle herself. Our integration from an enablement to help all of you get on message here is through Rich Anderson, and we have combined our sales enablement teams across the storage hardware and the storage software, so that we can bring this to you in a much more integrated fashion and you can get all this new news. So look for the enablement through Rich Anderson and locally in your geographies. It's all there, just ready and waiting for you to sign up, and I know a lot of you have done that already. The third thing here is SAN Volume Controller 4.3, something that all of us are, you know, mutually happy to talk about with our new thin provisioning capability. It's really an exciting time to talk about how we bring really the most proven heterogeneous storage virtualization capability to the market relative to EMC or anybody else. And it's, you know, clearly a product that we have invested in and that our clients love. We've gotten some new disk capabilities with DS5000, our flagship mid-range disk, and our DS8000, our mainframe and enterprise class disk storage solutions. And really the focus there is on performance, performance, performance. In fact, from a DS5000 perspective, we benchmarked ourselves against EMC, CX 3, we haven't been able to do it against CX4 yet because it's not, you know, it hasn't been in the market long enough for us to do that. But benchmarked against CX3, we deliver more than 2 times the performance of an EMC CX3 with our DS5000 in multiple application environments, including Microsoft. And, you know, this is just outstanding value from our clients. If you go on to the next big bullet here, innovative data deduplication and protection. I mean, diligent data deduplication is going to be a clear part of this message, with the ability to get you 25 times more data on the same physical storage. But let's not forget that Tivoli Storage Manager will our statement of direction coming soon. So we're going to be talking about TSMs as a statement of direction with data deduplication capability. Will be such a great complement with the diligent protect here data deduplication, because we'll have the ability to provide truly significant efficiency gains from an enterprise large-scale data deduplication, as well as data deduplication for TSM environments and smaller-scale data deduplication requirements. So this is a great combination, or, you know, synchronization of our data deduplication capabilities, both here today and coming in TSM. We're talking here about Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, which has near instant recovery of critical Windows environments. And let me tell you, we're so excited about this everywhere. We're telling everyone from a mid-market and an SMB perspective, all of the FTG sellers, all of the mid-market organizations marketing, that the combination of Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback with DS3000 and the System X server is just a perfect solution for backup and recovery of Windows environments. And we're just really excited about that one. And then we're talking about some other things that are in the future, like the Tivoli Storage Productivity Center preview or statement of direction around the single sign-on capability that's coming and some of the other great enhancements that are coming, because these also represent really significant efficiency and productivity gains, as well as impacting information availability. So that's just a great story there as well. If you move on to the next chart, encrypted storage systems simplifying information security. Look, this, I couldn't even talk about Tivoli Key Lifecycle Management or our hardware, encrypted hardware, without pulling these two things together. The thing that differentiates us from competitors like EMC is that EMC forces you to bolt encryption on top of the infrastructure. They don't build it in. You've got to buy separate software. You've got to configure separate software. You've got to pay for it. IBM does all of that work for our clients in advance. We integrate the encryption and the key lifecycle management software onto the hardware. In fact, we're announcing the new third generation encrypted storage system, a new tape capability, the TS1130. And obviously, Tivoli's Key Lifecycle Manager. We are talking about these things together, and we're previewing that, you know, we will be creating this unified and common encryption across all of IBM's information infrastructure, another differentiation for us. And so we're showing the roadmap for the encryption and pre-integration of Key Lifecycle Management on the DS8000 and the DS5000, which will be coming in 2009. And number 4 is flexible compliance solutions that enable business growth. And that's really about our first large-scale integrated compliance solution, Compliance Warehouse for Legal Control. This has capabilities from Tivoli, from information management, from STG storage hardware, all integrated into a bundled compliance solution. And what we're announcing is that this will have new e-discovery analysis and retrieval capabilities, which is the e-discovery manager, which will now be integrated directly together and into the compliance warehouse for legal control. It hasn't been integrated, or we have new advancements in the e-discovery, and it hasn't been integrated in this way before. And we've got some great new capabilities for email and SAP archiving, and our Tivoli Z-Secure Suite and our Tivoli SecureWay Log Manager appliance, which really give us the ability from a compliance and a security perspective to enhance enterprise-wide cross-platform visibility from the mainframe environment out across platforms, and also to centralize logs and reporting with that Tivoli SecureWay Log Manager appliance. So these are some great new transformational capabilities for us. If you go on to chart 12, I put all of our transformational products, and this is not the breadth of products, but this is just the simple view that we're trying to help everyone that wants to talk about this launch in a more simple way without having to learn about 30 different products. But this is a great way to just simplify how our products map to CARS, to that compliance availability, retention, and security, both from an enterprise perspective and a mid-market perspective. So you see the client challenge in the left column, the high-impact enterprise products in the center column, and the high-impact mid-market products on the right column. And let me reiterate again what Joao said. This is not all of our capability. This is just the new capability that we're announcing on September 8th. So combine this with our broader portfolio of things that just don't happen to be new on September 8th, but clearly are delivering value today for our clients, and we just have an incredible story to tell here. If you go on to the next chart, I just wanted to say, here's the breadth of all the products that are actually announcing on September 8th. And in the technical symposium in Montpellier, every single one of these products has a technical session around it in Montpellier. So every customer that goes to Montpellier, and I encourage you to bring your customers to Montpellier, will be able to not only see the day one big launch, Fandango that we're going to have at the local vineyard, but they'll also be able to spend the next 3 days working with subject matter experts from Tivoli, from GTF, from STG on every single one of these products, and they can pick and choose what technical enablement they want, what sessions they want to have, but it's a great opportunity for your clients. And the last couple of charts are really just reference for you. It gives you links, and they're a little hard to read because they're gray, but they're there. I think you can see them. They're links to key seller kits, sales kits, both from Partner World and from SSI, from the SSI sales site, as well as links that you will see from Extreme Leverage. And you can click on any of these, for example, Information Infrastructure Overview or the Virtualization Kit, and you will see a great integrated story of hardware and software and services built into these kits. So it's really exciting because these kits are really for covering the broader, storage capabilities from across IBM. I'm going to wrap up there and turn it back over for any questions and answers.
Great, and thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the question and answer session will be held electronically. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Your voice prompt on your phone line will indicate when your line is open to ask a question. Once again, that is star 1, and we'll pause for just one moment.
And Susan Joao here, while we wait for questions, there is another aspect that I think it's going to be very important for all of us, which is the green agenda. So if we insert the great content that you just mentioned with the capabilities that we have with GTS and the rest of STG and SWG and Software Group to present a real compelling reason for customers that think about energy as an issue, as a social responsibility of their own, I think if we layer those aspects all together, the leadership that we have is incredible.
You're absolutely right, Joel.
So with that, questions? Operator, please.
We didn't have anybody signal, but I would like to give everybody an additional opportunity. Again, as a reminder, that is star one if you do have a question today.
And let me just say also that in the backup of the deck that you have is a single chart for each of the Tivoli products. And in fact, on September 8th, we'll be launching, as I said, the new information infrastructure portal. It will be at ibm.com/information_infrastructure. Really simple. That's the vanity URL. And you will be able to see every one of the products highlighted from that new portal, from that launch site, whether they're Tivoli products or SDG products or service products, it will all be there. And that is where we're really going to encourage our clients to engage and go to work with IBM on their information infrastructures. And I would just say also from a call to action for all of you as the sales community is go engage in the enablement. And really, Rich Anderson, you know, can help with that. But get the ability to speak to this at least at a high level as you drill into Tivoli capabilities. Start with the bigger concept that really sets us apart from HP and EMC about our IBM information infrastructure and how we're integrating our solutions from across our storage portfolio, the breadth and depth of our announcement, our transformational capabilities, and then drill down into, you know, Tivoli or whatever you're talking about from a Tivoli storage perspective, because I think doing that will really help our clients to realize that our value goes beyond any one of our business units. It's really the power of IBM storage. So the enablement is key, and I really encourage you at least one session that gives you the messaging and the speaking points for information infrastructure. The second thing is any opportunity to bring clients to Montpellier or to New York, or any of the information infrastructure events that will be happening in the geos after that. There will be more than 50 events happening through the end of the year in each geo. What I will tell you is that Tivoli is in every one of those events, along with the GTS and STG with this holistic story. So it's a great way to get your client to see the big picture with worldwide executives speaking at most of these, and then, you know, drill down into whatever your key conversation that you're having with your client around particular solutions or products. Those would be the two things that I would really encourage you to do is go get enabled and get your client signed up for Montpellier or Wall Street or any of the follow-on events. And if you have any questions about how to do that, Rich, I don't know if your line is open, but can we point people back to you and then I can help you with that? Is that okay?
Absolutely, we can do that.
Okay. So point back to Rich and we'll help you get either, you know, up to date on what enablement is available near you or what client-facing events are happening near you that you can bring your customers to. Operator, did anybody have any questions at this point?
It appears we have no questions at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that means it was really clear for everybody. Again, it was just such a pleasure to have a chance to get on this call with Joao and to Chris and to talk to all of you again. It's been a year since I left Tivoli, and I think of myself not as the IBM System Storage Marketing VP. I think of myself as the IBM Storage Marketing VP. And I really have integrated Tivoli into everything that we're doing. And so I hope that that's coming through. I hope you're seeing that integration. And I hope that ultimately it's giving you more opportunities and having greater value for your clients. So So thanks, and Joao, I don't know if you have anything you want to say to wrap up.
I'd like to thank the team for attending or for downloading the replay. And, you know, just back to my very first comment, we need to make those engagements larger in size, larger in scope, and look at what customers' pains are. And, you know, we are going to be much more successful as a team. Thank you, Susan, for presenting. And also thank you, Rich and Chris, for participating on our side. And, again, if anybody here on this call has a question, please email to us, and we are going to be responding quickly.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Good selling.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. Again, we thank you for your participation, and have a great rest of your day.